928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. The year was 1968, and the automotive industry was in a panic mode, looking for a prototype crash dummy that could be used as an average male, large male, and small female. Who did the brilliant minds of American ingenuity turn to?
Yo, police!
Recent historical records have surfaced proving Alexander Graham Bell's first telephone call in 1876 was not his assistant, Mr. Watson, but to...
Yo, police!
Asking him to order Chinese. Ladies and gentlemen, fresh from a crash test at Yucca Proving Grounds, your host, Paul Lavoie.
All right, Brother Jim, so there's...
A great new intro.
You like that?
I like that. But you know what? I was a party on that first call. That was a party line call.
Wow. Look how Jim gets ahead of the news. That was great. I was just going to mention that. You were there.
Yeah, I was there.
You were there,
yeah.
So you helped Steve write that. But the funny part is the Chinese.
Yes.
I had Chinese last night. After the As One worship service for Pastor Tatum and Grace, that was really wonderful down at the domes.
Oh yes,
over off of Jamaica.
Uh-huh.
Very, very, very
moving,
gratifying. I felt very good for both of them. I felt very grateful for them. Does that make sense?
Yes.
50 years in the community and the first church and. Yeah, it was it was very, very, very moving. So
good.
Anyway, congratulations to everyone involved for a very successful night of worship. All of the, I think everybody who was a pastor under Pastor Tatham and Grace were there.
Uh-huh.
So they got up and said their 2-3 minutes worth, you know.
Gosh.
If you can corral a pastor into 2 to 3 minutes, right? All right, so welcome to the show, everybody. We have a very special guest on the phone. And District 3 County Supervisor Buster Johnson, fresh off of a balloon ride yesterday, I would imagine, right?
I don't think so.
No balloons for you, huh?
No. Buster. I'm going up in something full on air. I got to listen to that enough the way it is.
So. Buster has the same problem I do. They charge us more for the extra propane they have to use to get the balloon. Balloon in the air. And Jim, you should see Jim today, Buster. He comes in. I literally did not recognize him without his silver hair because he had a beanie cap on, right? He's got a hoodie.
And a vest.
With a down vest,
yes.
Not just a vest.
And a scarf.
Right.
And a sweatshirt.
But there's a reason for that.
It is.
He's going to start doing rap.
That's funny. It's not just cold, but you guys are loading out.
Yeah, we're loading out the balloon festival, and gosh, it was windy enough today to have a balloon festival.
It was windy enough to keep it grounded for 3 days today.
I think, for sure.
But they had a successful launch yesterday.
Yes.
Did you do the whole morning launch regalia deal?
Well, actually, not to get into too much of the technicality of it, but we did not launch a mass ascension from the balloon field because the wind direction was bad. The wind direction, there was very light wind in the morning.
How light was it?
Oh, it was in the 4 to 5 mile an hour range.
Still wind.
So it was wind, and the wind would have moved the balloons towards California. And then the retrieval is a horrific project and time consumer and things. So the numerous launches were made in the south side of town, a couple only of launches from the actual balloon field, but... shapes were erected. There was a brief time it was calm enough to have some tethered balloon rides. And
I saw that. There was an old woman in a shoe shape.
Yeah, there's some neat shapes.
There were some really neat shapes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Elvis shape is a popular one, too.
I missed a lot of it. I had Friday and Saturday nights at the Landing with Black Cat X.
Oh, good.
And they're on Arizona time over there. The casino even tells you on their website.
Uh-huh.
So that's a 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. deal.
Oh, my.
And Friday night, Saturday morning, once you get the ferry back, it's 2 o'clock in the morning because that's a 1:30 ferry.
Sure.
And then load out on Saturday, and that's 3 o'clock in the morning you get home. So that's a 2:30 ferry. It's the last one of the night.
So the weekend was
You missed that one. You're hitchhiking the long way around. Right?
You're hoping for a balloon ride.
Yeah. Nice. Good segue. Good job. Anyway, yeah, it was very nice. It's the first time we've ever played there. There's challenges with concrete floor and glass, but apparently we passed all the tests. So
good.
Yeah, everyone seemed to love it. So there you
go. Good. So the weekend was a blur. Other than that,
well, it wasn't too bad. I've had some back issues lately. In the middle of my back between the shoulder blades, and I had treatment done on Thursday. It's called homeopathic massage.
Oh, wow.
Somebody who's actually been on the show, Sherry McGuire from London Bridge Wellness Center, has done wonders. I wish I'd had 3 days to recover after that, but I'm set up for more sessions. So very, very, very good. It's almost like acupuncture with no needles. No, and it works.
Well, that's great.
It really, really works.
Works is the important part there.
In the meantime, the offending case that's kind of wrenched my back is getting wheels. So there you go.
That case moves some drums and equipment?
My electronic case, yeah. But it's a heavy one. So anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. And, it's windy out. It's cold out. By the way, if you think it's cold here, it's called Mormon Lake. That's just south of Flagstaff.
Mm-hmm.
Minus 17 on Saturday.
Oh.
Minus 17. I don't think that was the high. I believe that was the overnight low.
So it's
up in the high country, Prescott, Flagstaff, and Mormon Lake and that. Yeah, you're talking in the teens, minus temperatures.
And we're in Arizona.
Yeah, right. So that's all expected to last probably through tomorrow and then a slight warm-up, so we're good there. Anyway, District 3 County Supervisor Buster Johnson on the line. And we really appreciate you being on the show, sir. We kind of missed December because we're in that two-week break where we purge the schedule. We don't do the show. But we talked to District 5 County Supervisor Ron Gould about this a little bit. But there's a new site for the morgue. Do we know any more than that when it comes to the morgue? Are we talking about a new medical examiner soon, or what's going on?
Yeah, hard to say. We don't seem to have our ducks in a row on anything we're doing lately. It should be. We should be bringing it in-house, at least would be my opinion, but we haven't done that yet. I don't like the location. The location that I preferred was right where the county buildings are in Kingman, to keep it. Keep the facility where we're going now. We have to drill a well. We have to put in a septic system. We have to bring in power. We have to do all the grading, none of which we would have had to do at the location we had. So it's going to cost, I believe more money, probably quite a bit more money. We got such, in my opinion, bogus information from staff. They were saying, the odors are going to be terrible. It's like, we don't have any odors in that. I mean, we're not doing cremations, and even the cremations, you don't get the odors from those. We have them, in all the major cities, we have crematoriums, where nobody complains. They went as far one time to say, well, in some places, we don't even put they don't put addresses on the building, because it's such a bad thing. It's like, really? It's a county morgue. I mean, we have to have that. I mean, all of us are going to expire sometime, and if there's something that is a little strange, we need the county to take a look at it to find out and make sure people weren't murdered and everything. I mean, we need to build a really good facility where we can take good care of the people that are deceased and find out and make sure we don't have any mass killers, you know, working through town. And especially Mojave County, where we have a lot of, you know, elderly people, you know, elder abuse has gone up real high.
Sure.
And it's pretty easy. I had a friend of mine who worked homicide, and one of his cases, the gentleman, they came out and picked him up, and he was an older gentleman. He was real thin, and everybody just said, well, he's old, and he's thin, and he's died. Well, he looked into it, and he saw a video where the guy had been to his attorney's office, mm-hmm. and he was in his three-piece suit. They did a video because he was doing his will, and, you know, he was an older guy, obviously, but, you know, well-dressed and well-maintained and talked real well and was real healthy, and he went to breakfast every morning with his buddies, and he married the waitress at the place they went to.
Good on him.
She starved him to death.
Oh, my God.
Not good on him.
No.
But the bad part was she got 3 years in jail and still got all his money.
Oh, well, my. Still got all his money.
And I can speak mm-hmm. to the elder abuse being a big issue.
Wait, Sonny's really good to you.
No, I was talking about here at the radio broadcast center.
Oh,
here.
We're going to go there.
Yeah, I consider myself a personal victim of Paul.
Well, Jim said, okay, well, Jim said Buster said we're all going to go sometime, and I thought,
yeah, not
except
me.
For Jim.
That's right. Speak for yourself.
But no, you know, in all seriousness, you bring up this odor question.
Yeah.
I'm like, where does that come from? Yeah. We have a mortuary right up the street in walking distance of the radio station. I've never smelled any foul odors.
No.
I don't get it.
No. Wow. It's ridiculous, you know. The whole situation, it was one of the, and let's put it in one of the top 20 bogus information we got from staff since I've been there. I mean, it was just terrible information.
Buster, did you bring that up at the meeting?
Oh, yeah. They wouldn't budge off there. No, that's what Yavapai and Coconino told us. I'm like, no, it's not right. They're lying, you know.
I mean,
every place you go, I mean, the coroner's office, the medical examiner, is usually right downtown.
We have one right. Yes. We have a facility right next to Albertson's. A lot of people shop at that store. I shop there a lot of times, and I've never smelled anything.
Yeah.
That's silly.
And the county's not doing cremations, you know. We put the bodies in, and they're you know, treated respectfully and kept in a cold storage. And
right.
So there shouldn't be any odors at all. You know, you'll have some odors while autopsies are being done, but like any place else, you have fans, and they, you know, control the odors and any kind of, you know, aerial-borne bacteria that could be, you know, released from the bodies and stuff. But, it was just ridiculous.
Well, now, we're talking about the ME's office here, the medical examiner. And
then,
And from there, it goes to the mortuary after the autopsy, correct?
Right.
Right. So, I'm not buying it either.
Yeah.
So where is this piece of land?
Yeah, where is it going to be?
I know it's right off the I-40, but where is it?
You get off there, you know, right where North Star Steel is?
Yes, Schinnerup.
You get off there and you go out towards Golden Valley, and it's out there a few miles.
My gosh.
You know, and the bad part with that, too, is that, you know, we're a government, and if you're going to spend money, you should try to use it as wisely as possible. So you should be building something in a complex. So you say, hey, we're going to build something new. So we've got to do water. We got to do sewer. We got to bring power in. We got to do all this dirt work. Let's put, you know, another county facility there.
Sure.
You know, I mean, but they're acting like it's something that should be hidden away from the public. And they said, well, it'll be out there, so it's close to all three cities for the mortuaries to pick up the bodies. It's like, we're not into the convenience of the mortuaries. I mean, you want to make it, you know, hard for them to get to someplace, but at the same time, you know, you want to make it central for your employees and for other people who might have to go out there for, you know, like the sheriff's department, if they have to, you know, witness autopsies and that sort of thing.
Right.
You want to make it, you know, convenient for everybody. And it just seemed like a poor idea to me, but okay. I lost that one. So, I lost that one.
So what's the next step? What's the next step for the county with the medical examiner's office?
Who knows? I mean, we should be looking to bring it in, but we've been looking to bring it in for 20 years, you know?
Sure.
Every time we get looking at it, they have come up with another excuse why we shouldn't have brought it in-house. But so I don't really know where we're going to go now. We've set aside $5 million to build a building, but that's not going to cover all the work we have to do. You know, we'll need a lot more money, probably double that.
Wow.
Interesting. All right, let's take a short break. Hey, Buster, I know you're a big fan of classic country. Did you know last week it was Dolly Parton's birthday?
No, she didn't even invite me. God darn it.
I'm not sure how old. I just saw a lot of posts on social media. She's like the new, not new, but she's always been beloved. But now that Loretta Lynn's gone and, you know, a lot of the old queens of country music, as I would call them anyway, Dolly's
way up there. She's older than I am,
I believe. She's still singing, though.
Yep.
And worth a lot of money.
And wonderful civic involvement.
Yeah, she's a very, very good person. More so than all three of us put together.
That wouldn't be hard.
All right, folks, if you want to call in, talk to Buster Johnson, District 3 County Supervisor. The phones are still open. Buster's on a separate line. It's 928-854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. We're going to take a short break. Myself, Brother Jim Russell, and Buster Johnson will be back with more in just a moment. Stay with us.
You could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene.
The last time I heard that, Jim, was at your wedding.
Very good.
Didn't you guys sing that to each other? I'm kidding.
We could have.
I used to work the stage. I was a deckhand for only because the light booth, they were crazy up there. Those guys, they jump off the railing if you let them.
Uh-huh.
And this song was in the show, so I heard it like every day for, I don't know, 9 months, 10 months.
Gosh.
I can't even remember the name of the show right offhand. If Tim's listening, call in and let me know what show that was, because I forget. It was a Greg Thompson production, anyway, in the showroom there at Harris. So.
Uh-huh.
All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. GDK LLC, Springburg Wealth Management. Patio Paradise. And by Les Olson IT, your company's one source for office technology at LesOlson.com/Kingman. Les Olson, OLSON.com/Kingman. And go check out our website. It looks a little bit different on top now.
Oh, did you make some changes?
The logo's different. It features the 106.7, 5, and 3 are all featured on top. And, it's a little different look. So go check it out at KNTRtalk.com. You'll find our archives there as well. And you'll find them at the Lake Havasu City app, available at the Google Play and Apple iStore. And app creator Alyssa Zawisa is going to be on the program. Oh, I can't remember the date that I have her booked for. But, I think it's the 31st. I'm pretty sure it's the 31st. And she's got a new partner.
Oh, really?
So the app's going to, there's going to be bigger and better and cooler things. If it can get any cooler, I don't know. Anyway, that's all at the Google Play and Apple iStore. Just look for the blue and orange logo. It stands out nicely on your phone, by the way. It's the Lake Havasu City app. All right, so we kind of, should I say it? About the morgue?
Go ahead.
We kind of beat that one to death?
Yeah.
I know. What about animal control? Things are going on with the shelter and that. They've been, there was an animal hoarding case in Golden Valley recently. I don't know if you saw that headline buster. Like 40, oh, yeah. 45 dogs and cats. And
it was ugly.
It was it was ugly. And so, those go right to the animal shelter, correct, Buster? And they're and they're already bursting at the seams. So what's going on with that?
Well, we've moved ahead with giving the okay to go ahead with the construction. Another one that I was on the losing side on. But
yeah, what's going on with that? We got to talk about your record in the standings here.
I know, not doing too good, but I started out with the county was going to put $2 million forward. We're now spending over $5 million on this facility. Holy and they've cut down the size.
I remember.
And I guess what really bothers me is, I mean, it's not that I don't want to see a new animal shelter, but I think we have a lot more important things like building the morgue, you know, someplace that's, you know, in a tin shed in Havasu right now,
yeah.
You know. And, but if you're going to build something, then you build something for the future because it's taxpayer money. So you build something that's going to, you know, be good for the next 50 years or so. And if you're going to double your price and get less than what you originally wanted, I don't think you're giving the taxpayer the benefit of what the, you know, what their money's going for. So that's why I was against what they were doing.
Or talking to the wrong suppliers and contractors, perhaps.
Well, and everything is so high now, you know, with steel, and steel's almost impossible to get, and hard to believe that, you know, dang Ukrainian war has ruined the steel prices, but you know, it's almost impossible. You know, hopefully things are going to come down a little bit now, but I don't know. I don't know if I see that coming in soon near the future.
Ukrainian war. That's why Sonny's paying $5.99 for a dozen eggs right now.
Yeah,
I'm kidding, of course.
Yes.
But that was all the bird flu. But yeah, prices are definitely not much relief in sight right at the moment. But that's been an issue for animal control for a while, though. They partner up with other agencies throughout the county, though. Is that correct?
Well, part of the problem is the county's responsibility by statute is to, you know, find the strays and the lost dogs and get the lost dogs back to their owners and then hopefully try to get the other dogs adopted. Mm-hmm. And then now they're doing more of a, we have a group that is paying to keep the animals around longer, you know, than what the county's required to keep them. And they do a lot of adoptions out to, you know, Vegas. I think Havasu at times has taken animals down here that might be adoptable and stuff, you know. But
sure.
I guess the problem that always bothers me is that with the millions of dollars we've put into this, you know, and this is just the one facility. We have them in, you know, Bullhead and Kingman also, you know, not us, but the cities have their own. I don't think we're hitting what the problem, you know, is that causes us to be overwhelmed with animals. I mean, you know, they'll go out and say, well, we've got to raise the licensing fees. Well, the guy that's getting a license isn't causing me any problems, you know. I mean, all I want the license for is to show that you got his rabies vaccine, you know. So we punish the people that obey the rules like we do in everything else, and the ones that are causing us the problem, who must be a lot of them out there because we are run out of dogs and cats, you know, we're doing nothing to stop the, you know, proliferation of these homeless animals. So that they need to find some way to stop that, you know, get to the root of the problem instead of just punishing the people that take care of their animals.
Mm-hmm. It would seem too logical that maybe the new medical examiner building and the new animal shelter could be somehow combined to maximize the county's investment in all of the new infrastructure.
You know, speaking of smell, I mean...
Oh, good point.
Exactly. That's kind of a no-brainer. I mean, it could be a one-use or two-year multi-use facility. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, that'd make a lot more sense, but we're not in the make-sense business.
Of course.
Okay.
And I'm old enough to remember when $5 million was a lot of money.
Yeah.
No kidding, right? No kidding.
Almost you know, like it's remarkable. We toss those kind of figures around.
If you watch Back to the Future too now, when they say, you know, this vehicle will cost you this much, like, well, we're pretty close to that. So, anyway, let's take a short break. I've queued up some Charlie Pride for you. I was trying to explain to our production assistant, who's 18 and doesn't listen to country whatsoever, right, Junior or Marissa? And I was trying to explain to her Charlie Pride was, right? Anyway, we're going to take a short break, and I want to give away some rodeo tickets. That's why I'm playing Charlie Pride.
Yes.
We've got Friends of the Fair, Delbert Days, and Grand Canyon Pro Rodeo, and that's coming up this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. Don't call this number, though. Marissa's there to answer the main line, 928-855-9336. Give Marissa a call, 928-855-9336. Tell her if you want two tickets for Saturday or two tickets for Sunday. You get one or the other, not both. Right,
yeah,
Jim?
Very good.
All right, so we're going to take a short break. Again, it's 855-9336 if you want a pair of rodeo tickets. And we'll be right back on Speak Out with District 3 County Supervisor Buster Johnson. I'm Paul Lavoie, along with Brother Jim Russell. Stay with us.
Kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reasons I was working for.
That's like Buster's theme song right there, Jim.
Very good. Yeah.
Well, you know, I didn't win that one either. I'm thinking, man, that should be a Johnny Paycheck song. I didn't win that one either. Anyway, Speak Out brought to you in part by Arizona Financial Credit Union, also Mojave Community College, Herb's Herbs, SunPower by Esme Electric, SamsGuns.com, the Lewis Team, Remax by the Lakewood Team Leader Bobby Lewis and Julie Lewis, and Jim, we have a new sponsor.
A new sponsor.
Did
you bring your drums for a drum roll?
No.
Okay.
I can only multitask so much. No, it's Dorita's Place.
Oh, good. Speaking of animals.
Do you know them?
I know, yes, I think.
Yes and Sunny. No?
Yeah, well, no, that's yes.
That's a yes. Every guest we've had in here since the sponsorship started loves has a glowing testimonial about Dorita's Place.
Oh, nice.
I don't think it's ever happened before. But they provide Havasu with all natural dog and cat food along with pet toys since 2006.
Well.
And also featuring a self-service doggy wash or doggy washes. So no more messing around with the bathtub and
self-service.
Your dog trying to escape.
You strap the dog onto the car and drive it through.
Maybe they like it because they get to go on a car ride instead of just, hey, get in the bathroom and jump in that tub. Yeah. The only dogs I've ever seen do that are my mom's show dogs, but that's because they loved it. But otherwise, most dogs do not like doggy washes. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, you always have something to say about local, and so do
I. Well, we're shopping local, which we obviously do and should continue to do. Be sure and give these folks a try. They're smart enough to spend their advertising dollar right here on Speak Out, so they're good folks to do business with.
Right. Coming up on Speak Out 2.0 after news and a short break at the top of the hour, once Buster is off the air, will be Sheriff Doug Schuster.
Oh.
I think Sheriff himself.
Wow.
Sheriff Doug. Yeah. How about that?
Very important.
Kind of. You think? So, you know, he's important when you get a speeding ticket, Jim.
Yeah, if you get pulled over, you see those red and blue lights in your window.
Right. How many times did people say that to you, Buster, when you were a cop? They just loved you to death, right? Can you get me out of this? Can you get me out of that? But
We didn't give traffic tickets when I worked.
Oh, you didn't?
No. You got a ticket book, and when you left, you gave the ticket book back. And we didn't consider that part of police work.
Oh, I had. Okay. I think there's some sarcasm in there, but I'm not sure.
No, we had, I worked in an unincorporated area, so we had highway patrol that handled traffic, so we didn't.
Right, right.
We didn't mess with that. You know, I mean, you'd stop somebody and say, hey, you have to slow it down a little bit, or, you know, I guess my problem is with that, people obviously, you know, it's gotten worse. You know, we were talking, you know, quite a few years ago when, you know, a guy's just trying to get to work, you know, if he's got a taillight out, you tell him, hey, you know, you got a taillight out, so help him fix it. But, you know, give a guy a ticket, and then his insurance rates go up, and nowadays it's terrible. You look at the fines they add on, you know, I get frustrated with the courts, you know. Jim probably remembers, ticket was $65.50, you know, for speeding. Nowadays, you walk out of there $500 because they add on, oh, you got to pay for the free elections, you know. You've got to pay, $5 constable fee. You got to pay, the state legislature just adds all these things on where, you know, now you're putting a poor guy in the poorhouse, you know, or a woman, you know.
You're not even kidding there. I know somebody who got an insurance, the proof of insurance. Couldn't show proof of insurance. And I think after the second time, there was $2,500 in arrears.
$2,500. My gosh.
And it was like, yeah, they left the state. You're not going to collect that. They just left. They said, you know what? I'm leaving the state. So, see ya. So, anyway, yeah. But, no license or anything, but, yeah, good luck with collecting on that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not advocating that. I'm just saying that's what happened, Buster. So.
No, yeah. No, they've added too much on there. It's just a catch-all, you know. I mean, I don't agree with it at all. I've done a few times where I've looked up the fees, and you're just amazed at how much money you have to pay. You know, I mean, it'd be one thing if you go, hey, I'm going too fast, I understand it, and we pay the old $65, but, you know, when you got to pay, like you're talking thousands of dollars, people can't afford that.
Right, right. Hey, let's talk about the TV district in Havasu.
Sure.
Last time we left off, I think it was November, we're talking about a new tower, FCC this, what's the company called? WECOM in Kingman. Works on that. That's the contractor. But now there's a development with this, with the antenna, the current site. And what's the name of that mountain over there, Jim, as you go out of town?
Goat Peak.
Goat Peak. Thank you.
Goat
Peak.
Hill.
So are we keeping that site and upgrading it, or what's going on?
Well, we got federal government stepped in and is not allowing any new towers.
Oh.
And not even allowing a tower that we said, well, we don't really want a new tower. We just want a tower to, you know, improve our signal. And no, we're not going to allow you to do that.
Sure.
So they've got some equipment that they are trying out right now to see if they can get to the areas that aren't covered by utilizing the Goat Peak area. So if we get that, we'll be up and running. If for some reason that doesn't work, then we'll try to bootleg in another site without feds knowing too much about it.
So I just got a comment from one of our listeners.
Oh.
This is not TV tower related. He said, no, Dolly is not older than Jim. He's about 10 years older than her.
No.
I'm not going to say who, but that's one of your employees.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Sending me a text.
I was afraid it was my wife.
So you had a question, Jim, about the TV tower?
Oh, I was just going to say, talking about bootlegging things past the FCC, it's probably not really wise to do it on the air.
Yeah, right. Right.
Yeah, you know how slow they are. My idea was always to see about working out something with the Indians across the lake to see if we could put a tower over there, you know, like put a repeater so it banged off Goat Peak and then hit over there and then came back into Havasu, because then it should hit all the little valleys that go up and, you know, all the wash areas.
I always wonder why they didn't go to a higher point like Crossman Peak or something.
The part of the concern, not to be too technical, but part of the concern is the signal that would be put into undesired areas. And if we increase the power or the angles of transmission to pick up an area that currently isn't covered, we may accidentally then thrust our signal into areas that are already served and compete.
Oh, because of frequency competition.
Exactly. And then we could damage the reception in another area for other folks by improving ours.
So I'll jump in here for a second, Buster, before we get your comment on that. But I can currently get over-the-air television, and I'm in downtown. Lake Havasu, say about a mile from the lake, inward, of course. And, you know, there's a lot to be said for blockage of the HD signal. You know, now you have the signal, it's very critical that you have a clear path to the tower. And that has a lot to do with it, though, doesn't it, Buster?
Yes, it does with the new technology. We've got to have it set up that way. And we had, like what Jim said, we shielded some of our signals because it was going into La Paz and places, and people in La Paz were calling, complaining about, hey, we can't get the TV reception. It's like, we don't pay for it to begin with, but, you know, we had to shield some of that was going outside of our area.
Interesting. So our crack research staff that also works for you says Dolly's 77. So I don't know how old Jim is. Nobody knows. His birth certificate is somewhere near Puerto Vallarta or Guadalajara.
Yes.
I don't know. Wherever the house is. So that's full of scorpions, and they're probably eating it all up. So.
Yeah, right.
There you go. So does that mean we're going to get improved service, or it'll people on the south side will definitely be able to receive it? Are you going higher with the tower? What's happening?
The equipment they've got somehow is supposed to get into those little wash areas. I'm not sure exactly what the equipment looks like they're putting up. I can get some pictures of it, but won't do us much good for radio. But
right,
you know, they're working on that, and you know, trying to get it in there to those folks.
I got
you. And some people, you know, I've talked to some people that, you know, with an antenna, you know, a taller antenna, they could do it. But, you know, nowadays, remember when we were kids, everybody had a TV antenna. Now people don't really like TV antennas on the roofs.
Oh, go ahead, John.
TV antenna sticking up 20 feet and
tin
foil on your hat.
That's it.
I've just got to
wiggle.
Little rabbit ears.
Yeah, rabbit ears and wiggle the channel selector.
Yeah.
You know, and laugh, but in the condo, I've just got a little $5 antenna with 25 feet of, you know, RG6 going back to the TV. It works great. I watched both NFL or all four NFL games this past weekend, the playoffs, off of antenna TV. So yeah, no subscription to anything else required or anything like that. So that's the advantage, is the definite advantage of having antenna TV, along with, you know, channels that you can stream in that. So
all of that's thanks to Buster.
You got to watch out with that TV, because they were doing they had some people on climate change, and they said, would you give up your TV remote control if you could help with climate change? Nobody wanted to give up their remote control.
Oh, my. Yeah, I don't want to contribute to the oceans boiling, you know. So, I don't want to go there, for sure. So, you know, let's talk about water. There's been, and again, if you want to talk to Buster, the phone line is open, 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR, cruising the last 5 minutes. So if you're going to call, make it a quick phone call. And I want to talk about water leases. And there's been some approvals from the Biden administration with tribes, especially the Crit and the Gila River tribes. Now they can lease their water rights out. Does the county supervisors, where's the county on this, Buster? I mean, it seems like you fought so hard, you know, trying to keep Colorado River water, and now this happens.
Yeah, it kind of takes away with the idea that we had of saying, hey, the water that's on the river that's donated to the, or not donated, but is under the purview of the river users, shouldn't be moved to the interstate. You know, we shouldn't be giving up our water and shouldn't allow people to sell their water someplace else. There's not much we can do at the federal level. And now the Gila Indians and down in La Paz, they have a tremendous amount of water. And unfortunately, you could make a lot of money selling that water. But then it just fallows the land. That means there's no more development. That means that, you know, those places, especially like La Paz County, just gets poor because they can't get any development when all their water's gone. But the people that have sold the water have made their millions, and what do they care?
Hmm.
It just doesn't make sense to me. But now the Department of Interior is run by, I think her last name is Haviland, and she's a tribal member. I believe she's Navajo.
Oh.
Do you know Buster?
Correct. Yeah, I know. I knew she was an indigenous person.
So it kind of makes sense, though, that the administration would go that route. But I just I'm just like, wow. I mean, we're struggling enough to keep water with our communities here, and now you've got, you know, Vegas takes their share, and Southern Cal takes their share, and
Phoenix
right. The CAP, as they call it, Central Arizona Project, they get their share. It's like, whoa. I mean, we're kind of indigenous here. You're right. Those of us who have lived on the river for 30 years or more.
Havasuians.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So, you know, hopefully we get to keep our share of water, too.
Well, and they made such a poor decision with the CAP, in my opinion, because they should have, when they put the CAP in, they should have made Phoenix and everybody that used the CAP use that water in the canal. But they didn't because it was more expensive. So they take that water down and inject it in the ground. They keep pumping all the groundwater out. Now they're getting to the point where they're out of groundwater, and now they're going to have to go to use the CAP. If they'd have been using the CAP to begin with, their groundwater might have risen up quite a bit, you know.
Right, and now there's that community right outside of Scottsdale. Are you following that, Buster?
Oh, yeah, you know, but that's, you know, Arizona's had that for a long time where you can build dry subdivisions, you know.
Sure.
You go out in the middle of nowhere, and then you build all this land, and you just tell the people that, hey, you don't have water when you buy it, and they go, oh, okay, we're just going to haul water, which, you know, I think in Litchfield they have a place that hauls water, too.
Oh.
And you're like, well, it'll always be there. I would never buy a piece of land where I, you know, have to haul water. I'd be a little leery about that, but, you know, that's kind of crazy. You know, those people are, you know, I feel sorry for them, but they knew they had no water when they went there.
Well, don't we have that kind of situation around Dolan Springs and Chloride, too?
Yeah, they have a lot of places around that have people haul water.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Anything else you wanted to talk about before we let you go?
I think you pretty much covered everything, I think.
You think so, huh? I would venture to say there's more, but I didn't have a lot of time to get into the background on this. So, anyway, Buster, always good to have you on the show.
All
and
right.
When's the next supervisors meeting?
Next Monday.
Next Monday? It's your favorite day of the month.
Favorite day, you know. Now we get to do it twice a month, you know. I keep trying to go to one of them, but they always want two, you know.
They're always another losing end for you.
Yeah, the less you got government sitting around making decisions, the better off you are, you know.
There you go. Buster, we appreciate it. Thanks for being on the line.
Thank you later.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, let's take a short break. I'm with Brother Jim Russell. I'm Paul Lavoie. Again, thanks to District 3 County Supervisor Buster Johnson for being on the call. Got some Don Williams. I think this predates Eric Clapton. Tulsa Time.
Yeah.
Don Williams predates a lot of people, except you.
And that's true, right there. And Dolly.
Right. Well, no, we established Dolly's, I don't think Dolly's as old as you. All right, back with Thor in a moment. I'm going to get in so much trouble folks.
You are.
Don't even know.
Where do you get those flat tires on your car
when
you're
now,
going to leave?
Be nice. Never mess with a man's ride. That's why I really don't like that Carrie Underwood song, you know, it talks about scratching the four-wheel drive and all that, and tearing his seats up. And yeah, that's just not cool, folks. Don't mess with a man's ride. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us. Nobody would be grieving if I went on back to Tulsa Time. Living on Tulsa Time. Living on Tulsa Time. Gonna sit my watch back to it, cause you know I've been through it. Living on. Man, Jim, I was just watching Urban Cowboy for the umpteenth time.
Oh, how cool.
And realized this song is in that movie.
Uh-huh.
And it's about the time this song came out as a big hit, you know, from that movie, the soundtrack. And there was a lot of good songs in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a huge country fan or classic country
fan.
Yeah. So, Buster wanted me to remind everybody the meeting is not next Monday. It's the 6th of February. So it's the Monday after this coming Monday. Yeah. They've already done their two meetings of the month, I believe.
Yeah, so don't show up next Monday or you'll be lonely.
That actually means there's less government if there's not a meeting next Monday,
that's
right?
That's true.
All right.
Making
so anyway,
decisions for us.
We got about a minute left. In about 30 seconds, remind everybody what's coming up and keep their pets safe.
Yeah, keep your pets safe. Fireworks are coming. The Western Pyrotechnic Association Winter Blast is coming that mid-February weekend, 14th to 16th, I think, pulling out of top of my head. Paul is checking on me.
I think it's, 13th, 14th, 15th.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
perfect.
Coming up, remember not to take your dogs to it. Keep your dogs inside and away from it. But it's coming back. Just wonderfully bigger and better. The best fireworks show in the Southwest.
Speaking of coming back, Sheriff Doug Schuster back on Speak Out 2.0 after news and a short break. So stay with us for that. And we'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.